Proclamation number 3988 of 1st of March, 1947. God's Word, Greatest Gift of Grace. Great grace is bestowed upon you through the transmission of my Word. You are in contact with the spiritual kingdom. You no longer only live in this world, but you can enter the actual home at any time and draw strength from there for all hardship and suffering of earthly times. And you can entrust them to me through faithful prayer and ask me to carry them for you. For through my word you have knowledge of my greater than great love, omnipotence and wisdom, and, if you believe, know that you are always safe in my protection. I impart the knowledge of this to you through my word, and if it is offered to you directly from heaven, it also makes it easier for you to believe it, for what I announce to you comes true, and thus you can let go of all doubt. If you are still of little faith, you can only live out my word and thus put it to the test, and you will recognize that my word is truth, that it is my word which is offered to you from above. You receive a gift of grace which is incomprehensible to you, a gift which you cannot appreciate enough, for it constantly puts you in a position to be able to distribute light and strength yourselves and thus to carry out a great work of neighborly love and thereby to have a redeeming effect on earth and to mature exceedingly quickly in your soul yourselves. My love gives you every possibility of a rapid ascent, yet you must also contribute everything yourselves so that the gift of grace can take effect on you, for this solely depends on your free will whether and to what extent you use my gift of grace. You must be aware of the fact that it is a gift from me which you do not deserve in your state of maturity, but which my love bestows upon you in order to make you more worthy so that you can approach me. And therefore you first have to obey my word, you have to believe it, that your state of maturity will increase if you do what I demand of you through my word. Then you will also recognize the truth of my word by its effect and gratefully accept my gift of grace as an extraordinary gift. Appreciate it. Don't become lukewarm and indolent, but let the transmission of my word be a constant miracle for you which fills you with gratitude and love towards the giver. Know that you can have an exceedingly great advantage if you don't carelessly pass it by. Be aware of your unworthiness and make an effort to become worthy of my love and grace by fulfilling my will, which I reveal to you through my word. Appreciate the gift of grace by letting it affect you again and again. Immerse yourselves in my word, accept it with a hungry heart and let yourselves be refreshed, for your soul needs strengthening and refreshment so that it can still mature on earth. And thus I give you the nourishment of the soul, spiritual bread and living water. I constantly feed and water you through my word which is offered to you from above because I love you and want to make you blissfully happy. Amen.